Army Secretary Togo West announced today that he is appointing a panel to investigate allegations concerning the sexual harassment of women recruits by their superiors. West said he wants to know how much the Army's senior chain of command knew about the allegations and whether the culture of the Army somehow encourages harassment. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports that some military observers say appointing a panel is a fine first step, but hope the Army's response to the problem will not end there.
Since reports began to surface earlier this month that non-commissioned officers were sexually harassing female recruits at an Army training base, the scandal has widened almost daily. A hotline at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland has brought thousands of phone calls from women complaining of sexual harassment and other forms of abuse, and Army officials have been stunned by the response. Today, Army Secretary Togo West said he has appointed a 9-person panel from both inside and outside of the military to investigate. The panel is headed by retired Major General Steve Siegfried, a former Deputy Inspector General of the Army, and it includes several officers who have been vocal about the issue of sexual harassment. The panel will conduct a top-to-bottom review of the allegations, West said, but he added that senior officers would not be made scapegoats for the scandal.
I will not give you a statement today that says we're going to go out headhunting. We will go where the evidence takes us.
Going where the evidence takes them is fine in theory, says Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, a member of the Armed Services Committee. But he worries it will take far too long.
These initial steps are probably appropriate, but as we learned from Tailhook, there has to be full and complete disclosure, full and complete action taken. Otherwise, the issue gets dragged out for an inordinate length of time and causes a great deal of damage.
After the 1991 Tailhook sex scandal that embroiled the Navy, McCain says, the Navy also appointed a review panel. He said the investigation took nearly 2 years, and when it was done, he says the Navy failed to mete out proper punishment. 5 years after Tailhook, McCain says, many believe the Navy's problem is unresolved. West said this panel will hand him its final report in 5 months. At the same time, the Inspector General of the Army will look into what senior officers knew about sexual harassment and whether they created a climate that allowed the abuse. But West said that based on the information the Army has gathered so far, he was not inclined to condemn the entire service because 4 drill sergeants and a captain at Aberdeen were charged with rape and sexual harassment.
The particular incidents that have been alleged have to do with the question of whether people in positions of authority abuse that authority by violating clear rules of leadership, of conduct, and of law. That's not a culture question. That is a disobedience of law question.
This kind of narrow approach makes some women's advocates believe that the Army investigation won't be serious. Susan Barnes is president of Women Active in Our Nation's Defense, a coalition of military and civilian women formed after the Tailhook scandal. She says if there's one thing that the some 5,000 phone calls to the Army hotline has made clear, it's that the problem is massive.
And what we know is that there are a lot of victims out there who did report, and no action was taken on their reports. That's not just a matter of violating the rules. Clearly, there are captains out there, there are colonels, there are lieutenant colonels who were protecting the sergeants, and the sergeants were protecting the drill sergeants who were perpetrating these acts, and there is something in the culture which permits that to go on.
Secretary West acknowledged that women have been reluctant to report incidents because they didn't believe the Army would do anything about it. But he said that the Army had been praised by Congress for having a model system to alert the command to allegations of sexual harassment. For its part, Congress will be keeping its eye on the Army. Senator McCain says if the Army fails to hold senior officers responsible for a wide pattern of abuse, that will be unacceptable to the American people and to the congressional committees that oversee the Army. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.